Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Connection with Jensen Brinkley. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Jensen Brinkley and would like to enjoy more resources, devotionals, including our weekly updates, we hope you'll visit our website at jensenfranklin.org.
I want you to open your Bibles with me for just a few moments. And I want to go first to 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 3. It came to pass at the end of 7 years, the woman returned from the land of the Philistines. She went to make an appeal to the king for her house and for her land. Verse 6 says, and when the king asked the woman, she told him, so the king appointed a certain officer for her, saying, restore all that was hers, all the proceeds of the land from the day that she left the land until now. 7 years she left, but when she came back, she got back what she lost. She got her house back. She got her land back. But then the king was so gracious, was so merciful, that instead of giving any judgment for her leaving, he turned around and left her even more blessing and said, give her all the profits that the land produced the 7 years she was gone. How many of you'd like to go off on vacation and come back and have more than you had when you left? 7 years, that's a pretty good deal. But I want to preach to you a principle. It's not some great, but this is a principle that will work. Anytime you find a Bible principle, it will work in every area of your life. And this is a principle that I've never shared before that I want you to get a hold of. If you're going to get back what you lost, you got to go back to what you left. You can't expect to have the benefits of a company or a corporation if you leave that company. If you leave the company, you lose the benefits of that company. You lose the paycheck, the benefits of insurance. You lose the benefits if you leave the company. When you leave the church, you lose the benefits. When you leave the word, when you leave an intimate life of consecration, dedication, sanctification unto God, you cannot leave without losing. If you leave something, you lose something. When you leave something that used to work, you lose something. And the only way to get back what you lost is to go back to what you left. That's the only way. If we lose our health, listen to me carefully. Consider this principle in your health, your physical health. You cannot leave good eating habits, exercise, sleeping. You cannot leave that principle for a long time and not lose your health. If you leave the principle of good eating habits, and you can splurge, you can go, but if, in general, if you lose that habit of good eating and exercise and taking care of yourself, it's a matter of time before you lose your health. The good news is, if you want to get what you lost, go back to what you left, and it'll work out. The only way to get back what you lost is to go back to what you left. As a society, we have left morality, we have left modesty, we have left the fear of God, and we have lost the fear of God. We have lost the smile of God. If we want what we lost, we've got to go back to what we left. You cannot leave holiness and not lose godliness. You cannot leave separation and not lose distinction. When we leave something, we lose something. You cannot leave the principles, the precepts of God's word and not lose. It may take a while to catch up with you, but when you leave, you lose. And if we're going to get back what we've lost, we've got to return to what we left. If you've lost joy, return to praise. Now, you can stay depressed if you want to. God will let you stay in your down condition all you want. But if you have lost joy, return to praise. If you have lost victory, return to the Word. Return to seeking God. You can't leave the fear of God and expect to have the smile of God. You can't leave the prayer room without losing some things in your life. Do you have a prayer life? I know you've got an internet life. I know you've got a Netflix life. I know you've got an HBO life. I know you've got a sports life. Do you have a prayer life? Because you cannot leave a prayer life and not lose. And if you want to get back what you lost, you've got to go back to what you left. It's costing you something to not be close to God. If you leave consecration, if you leave dedication, if you leave sanctification and standards and purity, if you leave that, you can get by with it for a while, but you cannot leave without losing. And if you want to get back what you lost, you got to go back to what you left. The only reason that Samson lost power is because he left purity. When he left purity, he lost power, because power only comes, purity produces power. He kept his vows, he had power. He left his vows to God. I won't cut my hair. I won't eat dead things. I won't touch certain things. I won't drink wine. That was his vows to God. And when he left his vows, he lost his power. When he left what he vowed to do, God left what he promised to do in his life. And if you leave the principles and the precepts of God, it's a matter of time before you lose his presence. You cannot consistently keep leaving and thinking that you will not lose. The curse of this generation is it wants back what it lost, but it doesn't want to go back to what it left. And we have left prayer, we have left consecration, we have left brokenness, we have left absolute selling out, taking up our cross, living for Christ, not things, not the pleasures of the world. We live for Jesus. And if we want the joy that comes from that, we got to go back to what we left, and we'll get back what we lost. Because money don't make you happy. Fame doesn't make you happy. Popularity and followers on the internet doesn't make you somebody. Jesus makes you somebody. Jesus fills you with joy. Jesus fills you with peace. Jesus fills you with purpose. Nobody can afford to lose the presence of God. Samson lost his vision. He lost his liberty. He lost his usefulness to God. He lost his reputation, and he woke up one day and he wished not the spirit had departed. He lost because he left. What did he leave? He left his consecration. He left his commitment. He left his purity. Have you left the place of purity? You're losing. Nobody may not know what you're doing, but God sees it. And if you lose the principle and concept of purity, you lose that power in your prayer life and in your walk with God. If you leave, you lose. If you come back, you get back. This woman in 2 Kings chapter 8 was told by the prophet to leave because a famine was coming, and she left for 7 years. And after 7 years, she came back and noticed the key to the story. If you want to get back what you lost, because when she left, she gave up her house, she gave up her farm, she gave up everything, and she left. She comes back 7 years later, but the first person she goes to see is the king. If you want to get back what you lost, you've got to go back to the king. You got to come back to the king in this brand new year. You've got to come back to him and bow your knee and confess him as Lord and surrender your life to him. Some of you have lost so much and you keep losing, and you think you can make a success out of sin, and you can't. As long as you leave Jesus and leave his word and leave the principles and concepts of consecration, purity, holiness, and being set apart by God for his purpose, when you leave that, you lose all the benefits that come with that. I want what I lost, but I don't want to return to what I left, is the cry of this generation. I want that feeling I used to have. I want that joy I used to have. I want the tears. I want the spirit. I want the anointing. I want to feel God like I used to feel him. But I don't want to go back to what I left. Because that was when I was on fire for God. That was when I was consecrated. That was when I was sold out. We're living, many people are living at a low level of spirituality. It's called the curse of lukewarmness. And many in the church are under it. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4, he said, you left, if you leave, you're going to lose. And he said, you left your first love. And then notice what they lose. And he says, repent or I will come and I will take your candlestick. The Lord of the candlestick said that if you leave me as your first love, it's a matter of time before I take your fire. I take your passion. I take the light. All God has to do to bring judgment in your life is turn the lights out. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what you're doing. You can't even catch your next breath without him. And when you leave, he said, you have left your first love. And when you do, it's a matter of time before you lose the candlestick, the illumination of God's purpose and plan for your life. Oh, to see and to hear and to have understanding and revelation of God's will for your life is the greatest thing. And you can lose that. He said, you've lost your first love. That's the bad thing, but the good news is if you'll come back to what you left, you can get back what you lost. You can get your fire back. You can get your praise back. You can get your tears back. You can get your joy back. You can get your vision back. You can see again. Business people understand this principle. If they start seeing their sales go down, if they start seeing the orders stop coming in, they'll call all their executives into a meeting somewhere. And they'll gather them together and they'll say, something's wrong, something's off. We used to do this, somebody will say. We used to do that. And bottom line, many times it comes down to customer service. Here's the principle. If you leave the principle of people for profit, you're going to always lose. Serve people well and profit will always come. But so many times we get caught up and just cutting this and cutting that and we lose the principle of people and we trade the principle of people for profit. If you leave off principles and precepts, you're going to lose something. In Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son left the father's house. Now watch this. If you leave, you lose. He left a father and the farm and the produce of the farm and the blessings and the goodness of the father, the love of the father, he left it. And when he left it, he didn't even know he lost. He never, the astonishing part of this story as I read it again this week, is he never thought he would lose. He thought he could leave the father and the father's house and not lose. And it's the same old lie Satan is telling millions of people now. You can leave the father, you can leave the father's house, and he didn't even think he would lose. Look at all I got. I got all this money, and look out here, I'm having parties. And it may take a while. It may take a while. He's smoking weed. He's back it up in the club. He's paying for all the drinks. He's getting turned. Oh, this is so fun. I hadn't lost nothing. It might take a minute. But I promise you the principle will work. If you leave the Father's house, you're going to lose something. And it's a matter of time before you end up in the pig pen, broke and down and tore up from the floor up and messed up. But oh, here's the good news. The Father's still waiting, saying, come back, come back. If you'll come back to what you left, you can get back what you lost. I need somebody who's experienced it to give God a great shout of praise today, that we can come back because he's plenteous in mercy. Oh, he's plenteous in mercy. Wow. Nobody can leave righteousness. Nobody can leave godliness and not lose. It may take a while. He left and he lost, and so will you. Some of you are on a downward trend. He lost his dignity. He lost the farm. He lost all the produce. He's eating pig slop. Some people think they can leave the farm and still get the crops. You'll keep losing till you return to what you left. Thank God that we're allowed to come back. And sometimes you don't know you've left until you lost. And sometimes God has to send a wake-up call and let us lose to remind us that we lost our consecration to Him. When you first started that business, you were on your knees seeking God, fasting and praying, but now you don't need it. I was preaching to my own self when I first came to this church. Every sermon was a crisis. I still don't know how to preach. Any preacher who ever comes to you and says, "Give me the microphone, I'd love to get up in front of those people." You don't... somebody who's really called always has this, "Somebody else ought to be doing this." Somebody who really knows what they're doing. I still get a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach every Sunday morning. I shouldn't tell people this. I tremble. And I, if I let it, my natural fear and insecurity would absolutely overcome me. And I have to constantly go back and remember that when I'm weak, He's strong. And I have not come this far to leave the power of God. If we leave the Holy Spirit, man, I feel like preaching. The modern church has lost some things. We've lost miracles, signs, and wonders. We've lost the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We've lost radical praise and faith, and unbelief has taken over many. And the reason that we've lost is because we left the message of Acts chapter 2. Let's go back to what we left. Let's tell people there's power in the Holy Spirit. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power to pray in a heavenly language. And if we'll go back to what we left, we'll get back what we lost. He'll heal today. He'll deliver today. He'll set drug addicts free, alcoholics free today. I started out with the Holy Spirit as my partner in this church. And if I leave Him, I'll lose His power and precious anointing. And you will too. The curse of the church today is many Christians have lost their joy. You're a joyless Christian. Return to praise. Stop grieving. Stop whining. Stop complaining and put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and throw your hands up and declare God is good, because gratitude is the attitude for breakthrough. And if you get a grateful heart, God will break through in your circumstance. Everybody take a praise break and shout the roof off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm coming back. Return unto me. And I will return unto you if you return unto me. God is guaranteed reception if you come back. Did you hear me, backslider? You're sitting there in a hotel room with Jack Daniels, and you're drinking yourself silly. And you don't know why you turned this preacher on, but I just had the Lord interrupt regular scheduled programming just for you. To tell you that if you'll come back to Him, if you'll come back to the one that you left, you can get back what you lost. You can feel the trembling lips. You can feel the fire and the power of God again, like you used to feel when you were in relationship with God. You can have it back. Oh, I feel the Lord in this place today.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Kingdom Connection. We hope this has been a blessing in your life, and we'll share this and other great resources with your friends. Visit JensenFranklin.org for new teachings and free podcasts, videos, and blogs. And be sure to connect with us via Twitter at Jensen or Facebook at Jensen Franklin. Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Connection Podcast, and have a great week.